What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 1018. In this episode, I'll discuss Andexanet versus prothrombin complex concentrate for reversal of factor 10A inhibitor-related intracranial hemorrhage. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode1018. And now, on to the episode. Direct randomized comparisons of Andexanet versus prothrombin complex concentrate for reversal of factor 10A inhibitor-related intracranial hemorrhage are rare, but questions about the effects of these treatments persist, especially because of the large disparity in cost between Andexanet and prothrombin complex concentrates, or PCCs. In an effort to determine the effectiveness and safety of Andexanet and PCCs when administered after intracranial hemorrhage associated with apixaban or rivaroxaban, a group of authors published a multicenter retrospective observational study in critical care medicine. Data from about 1,100 patients were analyzed. To be included in this 42-center study, patients needed to have an apixaban or rivaroxaban-related intracranial hemorrhage and receive either Andexanet or PCCs. The primary efficacy outcome was the percentage of patients with excellent or good hemostasis. The primary safety outcome was the occurrence of a thrombotic event during their hospital stay. The definition of good or excellent hemostasis was based on the Serode criteria, which I do have a link to the original criteria in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode1018. And this has been used in most other studies looking at the effectiveness of Andexanet or PCCs. Although the definitions of the criteria are complex in general, excellent hemostasis means bleeding stopped within an hour of the end of the infusion and no further coagulation-related interventions were needed, and good hemostasis extends the time frame for bleeding to stop up to 4 hours from the end of the infusion. When analyzing hemostatic efficacy, 87.8% of the Andexanet group had good or excellent hemostasis compared to just 81.8% of the PCC group, a difference that was statistically significant. However, when analyzing safety, 7.9% of the Andexanet group experienced a thrombotic event compared with just 4.2% in the PCC group, a difference that was also statistically significant. When sensitivity analysis was applied to the data, there was no difference in hemostatic or thrombotic outcomes between groups. The authors concluded, despite statistically higher odds of achieving hemostatic efficacy with Andexanet, we also observed higher odds of a thrombotic event with no difference in discharge outcomes observed between groups. When those with more severe neurologic injuries were excluded, efficacy and safety outcomes were similar between treatments. This data appears to be in line with that from a 2024 randomized controlled trial published in New England Journal of Medicine, which found better control of hematoma expansion with Andexanet at the expense of an increase in thrombotic events. The article in this episode is a selection from my Hospital Pharmacy Academy's weekly literature digest. Every week, Academy members are provided a summary curated and explained by me of the top hospital pharmacy-related articles published that week from over 20 major journals and sources to save you time and keep you up to date with the literature. To get immediate access, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.